Dearest sister, you asked me how I achieved such results with bladder training, and I have just achieved what I feel is the pinnacle of results with my latest girl, whom I shall call Marzipan, for how soft and sweet she is, and how obligingly she molds into any shape one wishes. The very important thing to remember is to tell them the opposite of what you are doing. For example, I speak sternly of training her to have control, when all I do to her body is to slowly make it unable to control itself, at which point she will blame her own feminine weakness, which of course one must reinforce in the gentlest of ways, while offering that the solution is to allow governess and, later, keeper to control her body for her. This is what I mean when I say I do untraining. You shall need a goodly amount of stasia, as well as the usual tools we use with our charges. I begin with bladder untraining. The bladder is the best place to begin the slow undoing of her trust in her body and get her used to helplessness. The urethra of a gay girl is much more straightforward and shorter than that of a knave girl as well, and so I find it is much easier to begin there with them. Firstly, one makes sure she gets used to drinking on command at least a gallon a day. Secondly, one makes sure she is not allowed to relieve herself without governess's permission. Governess specifically, you understand, not any other parent nor family member. Thirdly, you must of course accustom her to only voiding while you are parting her labia and watching carefully. I often make them only release and never allow them to push it out. By not allowing them to work those muscles, one can cause weakening, which will make them that much more helpless to stop once they start. Be lenient at first, but slowly, after you gain her trust, and she grows used to asking and receiving a yes, begin to introduce intervals where she is told she may not, and must hold it, saying she must practice for when you remove her genital hair is a good reason. Eventually, she may begin to beg, but if she is like Marzipan, she will so wish to obey, even when she cannot, that she will likely make a mess. Marzipan wet the bed after I made her hold it most of a day, which is my preference for these things, as it means I can introduce the practice of plugging her holes before bed. The secret here is to coat the urethral plug with stasia, not lubricant. Stasia acts perfectly well as a lubricant, and causing its usual effect will very instantly produce results. She will not feel the difference, of course, and plugging her thus through just one night makes it so that you cause her to fail to follow your order to hold until you tell her to release. Marzipan tried, oh, so hard, she is so determined. But her bladder's opening could not close beyond the plug's diameter, not after 9 hours of stasia, and her bladder emptied in a helpless stream as she apologized, in tears, to me for being a bad girl. I reassured her that I could tell she was not being obstinate, that her body was merely weak, and not to worry, governess could simply plug her up all day, so she wouldn't have to worry about it. This, of course, after the stress of telling her to hold it longer and longer, was so much a relief that she was ever so grateful and begged to be plugged. I put in a much longer plug then, well coated with normal lubrication this time, and of the same diameter, inflated the bulb at the end, and she went about her day, happily drinking her daily gallon of water. At bedtime, I did not allow her to void, and inserted a slightly larger diameter of short plug, coated again with stasia. And one repeats this, oh my sister, until the urethra is dilated, and she is fully accustomed to her body needing the plugs. I have Marzipan's bladder opening dilated to a full inch now, and have had to get plugs specially made for her use. Expanding the bladder capacity should be done with bladder enemas rather than holds. I like to use winter as a good time to introduce this, as one can offer it as a solution for the cold. As Marzipan's parents are very much of the belief that fresh air is important even during winter to prevent disease, I instantly found opportunity to do this. The first time she came to me, I had her void, then took out the enema clyster and filled it up with warm neutrality. She's very enthusiastic now, and asks for her bladder to be filled up whenever she goes outside. It's become quite a little bulge. I have easily pushed half a gallon into her, and by next winter it will be the full gallon recommended by all the best finishing schools. A little bit of expansia and stasia mixed with the water helps the bladder to expand faster, of course, and the usual hourglass stage should keep the bladder shaping into an attractive ball rather than the old-fashioned and very unattractive vertical bulge of yesteryear. I shall write you next time with my method of untraining on the gut and anal area, as I shall be finished destroying Marzipan's fundament by the end of the week, and as ever, I remain. Fondly, your sister, Elizabeth Manderley.